The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take until we fall out like the roof on fire. Like the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Now you're talking, Albert. Come on. Jersey Joe on the radio with Pitbull.
Last music you'll hear of in the 21st century today.
That's the last song. That's the last.
I like Pitbull.
Oh, he's great.
We could play it
he
all day.
He is great.
The problem is they curse too much.
Yeah.
You got to watch. There's too much dropping up on some.
I saw a video. Thank you, Al, for putting that on. And a good morning to you on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. We are on YouTube. We are on Facebook. You can catch us. Go on AM970TheAnswer.com. And you can get our app. You can go to
I posted the links on your page. Apparently somebody was complaining.
At Jersey Joe Piscopo. You could dig it. Yeah. You find it out. And it's hard to find sometimes.
But you put your video up in the morning, you're walking into the studio or whatever. Somebody commented, Joe, would you post the links or whatever? So I posted the links
Thank
on the
you.
Bottom.
Thank
then, of
you.
Course, another creative suggestion. Maybe you should take over Joe's page and put the link. I don't do that, but thank you. Here's the link.
We're very pleased with social media now. And we don't want to push
it. Not really.
No, we are. It's great. It's spectacular. We have the best social media genius in the
absolutely.
World in Matt Conklin. The problem is when we go to between us, when I go to management and I say, can I talk about this, Matt? Can I do advertising a little bit? Oh my God. And I've asked for literally a $25 Facebook ad. I get shot down. We're doing all that we can, but thank you for tuning in. And you want to know something? I wish they would track the streaming around the country, Matt. I really do, because I get all over the country, all over the world. But then they'll say, well, you're going to ask for a raise now. You can't do it again.
Message begins, Joe Piscopo, stop. On the air, stop.
So Monday we're doing Friday, the best that stop. We can with virtually no budget, and we thank you so much because we appreciate you being there for us, and we love you for that more than we could tell you. And so Matt Conklin is doing a great job staying on top of everything. And make a suggestion, I'll get it done. I will get it done. Thank you. Hey, Peter King will join us. Representative Peter King will join us. Sergeant Joe Imperatrice will join us live in the studio. He's the head of Blue Lives Matter. What is going on with the epidemic portion of police officers being assassinated in the United States of America? By the way, a lot of these police officers are young gals of color, and I don't see the feminists coming out. I don't see Black Lives Matter coming out, and I don't know why that is. They just won't show up. I'm done with it. And by the way, about this border, Honduras, could we look at the United States of America? Don't get me started here. And I know we just like to have fun on the radio, but really, when I read stats like 3.6 million Black children in the United States of America live in poverty, if that statistic is marginally correct, why aren't the Democrats stepping up on this? When I was a blue dog Democrat, that's what we cared about, helping out those less fortunate, helping the middle class. I don't hear about any of it. I see the mayor of New York wanting to run for president, the NYCHA situation, New York Housing Authority, still is in disarray. You know, and then you get a Republican, Lynn Patton, doing a great job. She's going to go move in, at least put her money where her mouth is. I love that. But I'm going to run for office. Everybody's running for office. I'm going to go to Puerto Rico. Oh, we were just there for a couple hours. And Rob Schmidt from Fox does a great job. And he's on Fox and Friends First. And he's always they send him to Puerto Rico. He's nice to United States Senator Robert Menendez. And Rob could not have been nicer to Bob Menendez on TV. Did you see that quick interview? Oh, you're not fair and balanced, Bob Menendez says. No, stop. Apologize that the picture looked like what they were accusing you of doing a couple years ago when the feds went after you, Senator. Let's be nice. Frank, you said it earlier. Let's get into the White House. Let's talk about it. You need border. And you know what else? Why you need borders? Because they're starting another caravan from Honduras. Now, I'm just telling you that. Then I look at you know, Pravda here, the New York Times. And what is it? What's happening at the border? They're going to tell you, you don't need border control. But I guess like a year ago, when everybody was talking about it, you needed it. Chuck Schumer was talking about it. Dianne Feinstein was talking about it. Everybody, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton was talking about it. Hillary Clinton was talking about it. You need some kind of a border control down there on the southern border of the United States. Well, apparently not according to the New York Times. And then I swear to goodness, and I shouldn't even read this, but I just do this because it in a facetious manner. I swear to goodness, in the top right column, if you're looking at the New York Times, they put this story in. It's $3 for a New York Times now? Would you ever? Which, I mean, really, we get it for free. Would you ever?
Well, yeah, I do. I do. I pay for it on the weekend.
At inauguration, spending money at a record pace. When was the, this is, oh, look, new data shows Trump costs doubled those of predecessors, $10,000 just for makeup. This is a story in the New York Times. The people of Honduras are in abject poverty. They can't. It's dangerous. The drug dealers have taken over Central and South America. Socialism has gone awry in Venezuela. This is the story. When did President Trump get inaugurated, Frank?
Years ago.
Ah, it's the front page in the New York Times today. Are you kidding me? Look at this. I read this because it's comical. This is when they say, Joe, you're on the radio 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's grunt work. Where do you get the material? They write it themselves. Are you kidding me? Look at this. Private donors put up $107 million to usher Donald J. Trump into office in style 2 years ago. There was $10,000 for makeup for 20 aides. That's a good deal. If you get a union person for 10 grand for 20 people, that's a pretty good deal. And again, it was private donors. It was private donors, you know? It wasn't like he went to Puerto Rico and just hung out there and put lotion on some girl in a bikini. Goodness gracious, they got to really get it together. Oh, don't get me started. But in any case, what I would like to suggest humbly, and sometimes people listen to the show, if you got to put pressure on the United Nations, and I know it's a hopeless cause, but we give so much money. The world gives so much money. The UN has got to grab some of these nations and all these poor people. I feel so sorry for the Central Americans who come up here from Guatemala and Honduras, and they come through the southern, you know, border of the United States to come here. And I feel for these people because I think about my grandparents coming over, trying to get into the United States from Avellino, you know. But they didn't throw rocks at the Ellis Island guards, you know, because they would have been thrown right back. If they had a cold, if they had sniffles, they were sent back to Italy. Now, come on in. What do you got? You got tuberculosis? Come on, cough over everybody. It's okay. But they should be. Is it not the UN's responsibility? And like Frankie keeps saying, I think Syria, you got to stay in Syria. You can't just pull out Syria. Afghanistan as well. There's got to be something. And I'm telling you, I will say till I'm blue in the face. You got to get maybe through the UN, maybe through NATO. It's got to be an international strike force to deal with the world problems. What happens in Africa, what's happening in Yemen, what happens in Somalia. Maybe it's got to be an international volunteer strike force as opposed to like the point Frank keeps making, which is right. Why do we have to keep paying for this? And now when Honduras comes to America, it's you and me. And I get the IRS got to bust my chops. You know, and I got to pay more taxes for what? So I could take care of this. And in Jersey, I got to pay for the legal bills of people coming over illegally. My grandparents did not have that luxury. So please. And it's not that we're cold hearted. It just makes no sense. Goodness gracious. Frankie, five barrels. It's just like they're there in Washington just to have political, just their political power, so they could just be in power and say, hey, I'm a governor and state capitals, I'm assemblyman. They just like the power and the little perks. And it's like, you know what it is? What really put me at ill at ease is when the where all the new Congress came in and all the new Democrats came in. There was a celebratory tone. I talked about it on the radio. Everybody went down there and they're celebrating. Oh, the family was there. All my children come up. What is this, a party down there? You should go down when you serve in the United States Senate or in the House of Representatives. You know, what would I be doing, Frank? I'd be whining the whole way down. You know, but I would do it because of sense of duty.
I feel like your kids would want to see you sworn in and everything, and that your mom would certainly want to see you there and everything. I
understand it, but
I can understand if you're a congressman for the first time. You're
I could see looking at the Capitol, getting chills, and feeling a sense of duty. But this is not a celebration. This is like, oh my gosh, now I got to sit through these meetings. I mean, they got to sit. Like, is William Barr? Is that today? He goes.
That's right. Confirmation hearing for the president's attorney general nominee today. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah,
obviously,
exactly.
The big question mark is executive privilege, right? So William Barr has written extensively about the powers of the presidency. And now that you have a lot of potential clashes with respect to the president potentially being subpoenaed, with the president potentially even being indicted, if you believe some reports, this is going to come down to whether or not William Barr, for instance, thinks that the president has the right to fire Robert Mueller. And you can bet that's one of the things that we're going to be focused on today. Again, though, I don't think it's going to, I mean, they'll make some noise, but I don't see them being able to scuttle his nomination.
It's so true. They're going to go after him because they want to take the power of him to, like, for example, fire Mueller indeed. That William Barr fired, because he's against the Mueller probe. He's actually hinted toward that, correct?
He's written a bit about that before the president nominated him.
Yeah. Well, and we like that, but now they're going to try to take the Mueller probe is a failure. If they don't have anything by that, and you know how I know, because if you're in business, I'm a small businessman. If you're in business and you come up with something like, "Hey, we're going to go after this guy," and he was colluded with another company. He did, and we're going to check it out. And then all of a sudden, you're at $30 million, and you got no results. A couple of years later, you know what you are? Fired. You're fired. You have to come in the real world, but not the government. The government's got unlimited resources. Why? Because the IRS will not leave us alone.
Well, and keep in mind, he's getting paid during
the
shutdown.
He's getting paid. Mueller's getting paid in the shutdown. Gosh almighty. All right, I rest my case. And now they're gonna go after Mueller and say, what about Mueller? What about Mueller? It's got to stop. Help out the kids in the stressed areas of the United States. Help out with the infrastructure. Help out this drug. We know where the drugs are coming from. I just humbly suggest maybe you want to close that gap where the drugs are coming from, the southern border of the United States of America, and then deal with the Dreamers, and then deal with other ports of entry that we have a problem with. I mean, but the least they could do is do something, come up with the tax. You know what? It's very interesting to see, what is Governor Murphy going to talk about today, state of the state, new state of New Jersey? Is he going to talk about cutting taxes, about doing a Prop 13 in the state of New Jersey, taking the ability of politicians to raise the taxes? Or is he going to cap the taxes the way Governor Christie did? What is Governor Cuomo? You mark my words, Andrew Cuomo, acquaintance. He's going to say, and he gets me crazy, he talks about congestion pricing. What is congestion pricing? It's when if you go downtown in New York, for example, from Midtown, and then you go back to Midtown, you want to go back, and then you got to come back down. That's congestion pricing because apparently you're driving around New York too much. All right, let's go on the subways. Oh, the subways don't work. What is congestion pricing for? To pay for the subways. Someone explain this to me. I'm not taking the subways. Why should I have to pay the subways? Am I supposed to not drive and give my money? I'm so confused how the Democrats, all they do is tax us. Mark my words. They're not going to talk about the two words. Property tax will not be mentioned in the state of the state, New Jersey, or in New York. And that will be our demise. And that's why thousands of people and businesses are leaving every single month.
Well, and one of the things that the governor is planning to introduce today is a ban on plastic bags in New York State as well.
I was waiting for
that. Exactly.
I mean, my goodness gracious. And how are the homeless supposed to stay warm without their plastic bags?
That's a good question.
You disrespect the homeless. You can't get a handle on the homeless problem in this greatest city in the world. And you can take the plastic. But what do you see around a homeless person more than anything else? The plastic bags keep the homeless warm. And he's going to take that away, right? Plastics, right?
plastics.
All right. I got something I want to. Oh, do you remember? You're too young. You remember The Graduate, the film Graduate?
That was the one.
I'm
going to
tweet it. Plastic. I got it somewhere. I love one of my favorite scenes of all movies everywhere.
Great.
Dustin Hoffman, one word, plastics. Maybe not so much anymore. Congressman Peter King will break it down. You don't want to miss the great Congressman King doing such a, he's doing such a great job in Washington, and always proud to bring Peter King to the airwaves. 719 with Debbie Duhaime out there. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning, girl?
I'm doing great. You guys are having fun.
Well, it's just nonstop. You can't make it up. I'm looking at everything. I'm all fired up. And we're concerned citizens. That's all we are.
Yes,
and we love everybody, you know. And look, oh, the phone calls. And I should be on the phone calls. And I'm babbling. I'm sorry. We'll get to the phone calls. We'll go to Peter King.
Will.
Joe Imperatrice is here. So we got a lot to talk about. And okay, Mike Gallagher as well. Right now, Ms. Duhaime, this is the traffic goddess. Of all
the Gowanus. Remember, that was Frank calls me that. Yes,
I know.
Yes. I'll take that.
Did you see George apologizing to Frank for breaking Teddy Roosevelt?
I love it.
Matt, did you get that video? I emailed you the video. We got to put it out. Big George at the coffee machine. Sorry, I moved in. I took Teddy Roosevelt out of the knees. I am so sorry. Can't make it up. Hey, Deb. Good morning. How are we doing out there this morning?
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As you head out to the Gowanus eastbound, you're building up by the Prospect. Now, the westbound BQE by the LIE, that's a collision. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, heavy Bradley Ave through the Verrazano. And it's pretty busy this morning on the Grand Central Parkway West at the Clearview. An accident there as well. 24th Street at 8th Avenue here in town. It's a crash. And traffic is building right now as you head over to the Hudson River crossings. Watch for delays of about 20 minutes in over at the GWB. Lincoln Tunnel 30 with an accident cleared over on 495. Holland about 30. Traffic is still moving slowly on 280 East exit 14 in Newark with a crash. And it's still busy on 1 southbound into Raymond Road getting down into South Brunswick with a jackknifed tractor trailer. Slowdowns on the Taconic South into Baldwin Road in Yorktown. A crash is on the shoulder. Sunny today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, NBC Universal is planning a free streaming service in 2020 to customers of Comcast Cable and Sky. The service will be offered to other pay TV companies that carry NBC channels. Non-cable subscribers can buy the package starting at around $10 a month. Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn could remain in jail for months. A Tokyo court this morning denied his request for bail. Ghosn is charged with financial crimes. Volkswagen and Ford are expected to reveal terms of a new partnership today. Reuters says the two automakers will work together on commercial vehicles and eventually could create new electric and self-driving car technology. Both have said the relationship will not be a merger. The Dow was down 86 yesterday, the Nasdaq dropped 65, and the S&P was down 13. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Pat Boone again, and I've never before endorsed a pain relief product of any kind until now, until Relief Factor.
My wife is thrilled because of her neck and shoulder pain. And let's face it, almost everybody over 50 has occasional aches and pains due to aging or exercise. And the three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free, and the majority of people who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to relieffactor.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the new Democrat Party.
This is not the Democrat Party of your parents or your grandparents. If you look at the quote-unquote bright new faces, Democrats of prior years, the likes of John F. Kennedy, for example, would not be allowed into this party.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. Congressman King is joining us momentarily. I see your phone calls. I promise you I'm going to jump to the phone calls if you can hold for me. I did want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota, where I should have gone. And I wouldn't have had a battery problem if I just went to Route 22 Toyota for that multi-point inspection, which you can get. First five callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you to 730, 725. Trust me, listen to Joey on the radio. You got to call 855-621-9949, please. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there, Route 22 West. You know, your buddy here who's, yeah, I should practice what I preach on the radio for crying out loud. On my way home, I go to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. It's right there. Hey, Iggy. Hey, Carmelo. Could you just check out my truck and I'll get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter? And then my battery wouldn't have died and I wouldn't have had to buy what I think is probably a bogus battery that I bought on 69th Street last night just to get my car up and running. So don't listen. Don't do what I do. Just listen to what I'm telling you if you'd be so kind to do that. 855, I'm telling you, 621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you got till 7:30. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers from Alex Kinsella. You can check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey, and you will see me there. Getting my car checked out. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. It is right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 420 on AM 970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Congressman Peter King is with us at 7:27 on the Joe Piscopo Show with Frankie Five Boroughs, Marano, and Al Gattulo. And we wanted to bring an Irish guy onto the show, so Congressman King, kind enough to join us. Not enough Italians on this show, Congressman King, huh?
I tell you guys outnumber us. You really do. And I did it the other night with Charles Palminteri. Now I got Piscopo today. I tell you, there's no end to it.
Congressman, let me share these airwaves to thank you for the fine service you do as a public servant. You're one of the most humblest. You are one of the most humblest people I know. You are so concerned with what's going on in your community. You have fought. It started single-handedly, but you've joined with the president to fight MS-13, who comes over from the southern border of the United States. So thanks for all you're doing, man. We get so frustrated. We try to break down the news of the day, Peter, you know, on the show, and then the shutdown. And I know you're having a bipartisan discussion down there to try to shut this down. And, of course, it's good. How can you grab the Democrats' attention? How can we settle this whole thing, sir?
Yeah, as you know, listen, first of all, thanks for all that, sir. Also, I want to say, I do have one criticism to make of President Trump. He had that big fast food feast at the White House last night for Clemson. Nowhere was there any White Castle cheeseburgers. Now, I grew up in Queens, and that White Castle place on Queens Boulevard and 43rd Street.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's How could a New Yorker like President Trump night out White House? He's all that Southern stuff and all that. But anyway,
duly noted, sir. Okay.
Okay. Very serious. I'm the government shutdown. I was opposed to the idea of a government shutdown in the first place. Having said that, that's where we are. And it's important for both sides to negotiate. The president, say what you will, his critics, what they say, the fact is he has moved. He's willing to negotiate. The Democrats refuse to negotiate. They voted for the wall so many times in the past, and this should not be a hard deal to make. Give President Trump a wall or a barrier. Doesn't have to be $5 billion. Make it $3 billion, $4 billion, whatever it is. They can get DACA. They can get TPS. This is all if the Democrats really cared about the Dreamers, then this is their chance to get it. If they believe in border security, this is their chance to put up or shut up. It's there for everyone. And I just think it's wrong that both sides dig in. On our side, we have some guys in the Freedom Caucus who don't want to make any concessions at all. On the Democratic side, they don't even want to be seen talking to President Trump. I mean, this is absurd. This is the United States, and there are good people out there, many, many good people, probably almost all of them are good people, who are not getting a paycheck. And these aren't millionaires. These are people,
that's
very
right.
often they live from paycheck to paycheck. They got to make the mortgage payments. They they have debts they have to pay, and they don't have the luxury of just putting it off. So, and also the civilians who do business with the federal government. I was talking to two people at the airport yesterday.
Yeah.
Their business, they have a number of contracts, and they're not going to get paid, and they can't necessarily make that up to their workers.
You know what? So locally, you're hearing that this shutdown does have an impact financially in your district, sir.
It does have an impact in the district, and overall, I'm sure the economy is going to survive.
Mm.
There's going to be many, many good, innocent people hurt by us.
Yeah. Is there something wrong with a system where the Coast Guard doesn't get paid, but Adam Schiff does, right, Congressman King?
There you go.
Man, oh, man. Hey, Congressman. Yes, please.
That's the other thing. I mean, we are, the people not getting paid here are Border Patrol, ICE, Coast Guard. I mean, people out on the front lines in the war against illegal immigration and against MS-13.
Yeah. Now, and you were one of 12 House Republicans to vote with the Democrats to end the standoff. And Lindsey Graham proposed to reopen the government for 3 weeks. You go along with that, yes?
No, I do. And again, I voted for some of those measures as much as time to negotiate. On the other hand, once Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi just started bringing out a series of these bills, no, they weren't going to pass, then I voted no. So I'm not going to play their game. But I did send a strong signal that it is important that we find a way to reopen the government and also find a way for the Democrats to negotiate honestly. Yes.
And then what happened, Peter, the last 2 years when we had the House, the Republicans had the House and the House of Representatives and the Senate and the White House. Why couldn't we have gotten some kind of immigration reform then, number one? And number two, why didn't Mitch McConnell just go for the nuclear option a couple weeks ago?
That he probably should have. But here's the deal, though. At that time, the president did tell him that he was willing to accept the $1.6 billion, which wasn't going to be for the wall. It was going to be for general security, and they were going to carry this fight out in February or March. And then the president sort of changed sides on that. Looking back on it as a Monday morning quarterback, one of the big mistakes we made was spending 6 months trying to repeal Obamacare, which we weren't able to do.
Yeah.
That's if we had worked in an infrastructure, immigration reform. And I say reform, it means everything, not just taking care of the Dreamers and TPS, but also getting stronger border security. If we had done that in the first 6 months, it would have been a lot easier than now. The Democrats, they control the House right now.
Yeah, and Congressman, we appreciate it. I don't want to lay into this too much, this border thing, but to give us a second, if you would, Congressman King, what you saw personally regarding MS-13 coming into your community.
Yeah, MS-13, these were actually a good number of them were young people who came across the border illegally. And once they were across the border, they had to be sent to resettlement. They found homes for them. It turned out that a number of the families who took these kids in were MS-13 families, either MS-13 supporters, or they had family members back in El Salvador who would have been killed if they didn't take these kids in. These kids went into the schools. They infiltrated. They recruited. And in the last series of indictments, murder indictments for MS-13, 7 of the 11 who were indicted were young people who came across the border 4 years ago as unaccompanied minors. That's just one glaring example, of how the border security is so important and how it had a direct impact. In my district, there were 25 people killed in an 18-month period. Now, to give President Trump credit, once he got involved, working with the Suffolk County Police, the Suffolk County DA, and ICE does a phenomenal job. The FBI, they come in. There has been, as far as I know, in Suffolk County, no murders in the last 2 years since President Trump got involved in this. And again, I want to make it clear, this is across the board, the police commissioner, the DA, the ICE, FBI. But once the federal force went in of increasing the number of ICE agents, putting more federal technology to the use of the Suffolk County police, but the threat is still there. Just the other day, three MS-13 guys tried to stab someone in Huntington outside a fast food place. And they were in the country illegally. They were on the MS-13 list. They couldn't be deported because of different court decisions. And they attacked two innocent kids and stabbed one of them in the back.
Yeah, and a lot of these kids are in stressed areas. They're coming from lower-income homes. Is that right, Congressman King?
Oh, in El Salvador, you have a situation. They come across the border. Not only they come from poor areas, they have almost no education. So you may have a situation where a kid comes across the border. He's 13, 14 years old. First of all, he can't speak English. Secondly, he has maybe a second or third grade education. So you have a 13-year-old kid in the third grade. You have a 19-year-old kid in the eighth grade. I mean, this is it's just so bad. And the people who get hurt the most are the people living in the areas in Suffolk County, for instance, where they have a lower tax base anyway. It's harder to afford the school.
Yes, sir.
And on top of that, now they have all these kids being put in there.
Wow.
They have no say in it, and they have to educate them. They don't speak English. They are way behind in education. No one knows exactly what the true health condition is. And there's a burden. It's on hardworking people trying to make their communities work. So, no, it's bad. It's bad news. And so a lot of these people who say it's immoral to have a wall, to me, it's more immoral to have people stabbed and slaughtered in Suffolk County and Nassau County and around the country by MS-13, by people who snuck across the border.
Yeah, you're a fighter, Congressman King, and we appreciate that very, very much. Before we let you go, your analysis of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit to the Middle East, please.
Mike Pompeo is great. Mike Pompeo is doing the best he can. I think the president was too quick to pull troops out of Syria.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mike Pompeo had to sort of put that back together,
make
it clear that Iran is our common enemy. We can't do anything that gives Iran a more powerful position.
Yes, sir.
Mike Pompeo
That's right.
is the best. He's a West Point graduate, tank commander, number one in his class. Great guy,
and he's Italian too. Yeah, he's a.
Well, I should have left that out, but you're right. I have to admit that you're right. You got that. You got me there.
You know, no, listen, my kids are half Irish, Congressman. So you're making us proud, man. Let me tell you something, Congressman King.
No, you have so many kids up and down the Jersey Turnpike. Like that was left there a lot, you know.
Ethnicity everywhere. You're right. Congressman, we love you. Thanks for the fight. Keep fighting, Congressman King. We got your back, man. Appreciate it very
you
much,
got
sir.
It, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Peter King, right there, representing the 2nd District on Long Island. I asked for that, I guess. 7:37, Joe on the radio.
Wrong.
He's not wrong. Al Cotullo has the headline news. Joe Imperatrice, Sergeant Imperatrice, will join us from Blue Lives Matter momentarily. Let's go to Al with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
27 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Cotullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. 10 years ago today, U.S. Airways Flight 1549 took off from LaGuardia Airport and landed minutes later in the Hudson River. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger is considered a hero for landing the plane in the river after both engines went down from hitting birds. Dubbed the Miracle on the Hudson, all 155 people on board the plane survived. A ceremony is being held to mark the 10-year anniversary at the Carolina Aviation Museum in Charlotte, where the plane is now on display. Commuters who rely on the L train are hoping transit officials approve a repair plan that avoids a shutdown. The MTA has scheduled an emergency meeting on the situation today. Officials had initially planned to close the tunnel that connects Manhattan and Brooklyn for 15 months to make repairs on the subway line. But Governor Cuomo recently announced a new proposal that would avoid a complete shutdown. A contractor is expected to recommend this plan to the MTA during the emergency meeting. The event starts at noon. It is not open to the public. In sports, as you heard here last night on The Answer, Syracuse with the upset win in overtime over top-ranked Duke 95-91. Tonight, Seton Hall visits Providence. It's a 6:20 pregame, 6:30 tip-off. We'll have it for you right here on AM 970. The answer. The Nets over the Celtics 109-102. Devils beat the Blackhawks 8-5, and the Yankees mourning the loss of former pitching coach Mel Stottlemyre. His wife says he passed away Sunday at age 77 after battling a form of blood cancer. Stottlemyre won 5 World Series titles as a pitching coach with the Yanks and with the Mets back in 1986. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Taking it out to the Meadowbrook North at M3. It's an accident on the shoulder. 347 at Hophog. An accident was cleared out of the way. It's busy on the westbound BQE at Cabin Plaza with a disabled vehicle. Grand Central Parkway westbound right at the Clearview, an accident. And then on the Grand Central Parkway west out by the BQE, it's another accident as well. Inbound side of the GWB 20, Lincoln 30, Holland 30. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to 280 eastbound, exit 14 in Newark, with an accident cleared out of the way. 78 East, exit 40. It's an accident getting out toward Watchung. And over on Route 1 southbound at Ridge Road into South Brunswick, a jackknifed tractor trailer still out there. Taconic southbound getting into Baldwin Road in Yorktown, another collision. Partly sunny today with a high of 40. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985,
.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Losing business to online companies? Call us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and prescribe solutions to dramatically increase your bottom line. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe on the radio. Big Al. Al's fun to tease throughout the morning. That's one of the things I guess.
Not really.
Yeah, not for you. Not for really. Me, it is. I'm like a little child. 7:42, Sergeant Imperatrice is in the studio, and we'll talk with the sergeant momentarily. I wanted to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. And we love Mike Connors. We love Connors and Sullivan. I got it for you. If you want to come up with a plan where you save your money, you want to give to your favorite charity, like your favorite morning show, for example, for a name Frankie Five Boroughs, like a recipient, you can do that. You can do that if you call Mike Connors, right? Well, now, or you could also set up a philanthropic plan so it serves your interests, protects your assets. The second thing you could do is include your favorite organizations in your will and trust. Keep your money, get it to going to exactly where you want it to go. The fact is everybody needs a will and possibly a trust. I'm telling you right now, you're going to have people come after your money. I'm going through this now. And then the government will not let you keep a dime. Trust me, in New York and New Jersey, are you kidding me? Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can help you create a philanthropic plan, wills and trusts that specifically benefit your favorite charities and causes. You know, do what I did. You schedule a free initial consultation I'm going out to Brooklyn, and I'm going to sit down. I talked to Lisa already. I'm sitting down with Mike. I'm bringing my son, my consigliere son, Joey, with me, and we're going to work this out. I invite you to do the same thing. You'll get a free initial consultation with one of their attorneys and discuss what's important to you and what it will take to keep your money. Connors and Sullivan's offices are in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Very simply, start here, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything, coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Fired up on the Piscopo Show, Marano Show, Cthulhu Show, and Debbie Duhaime. It's AM 970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com, streaming live on YouTube and on Facebook. And I'm proud to tell you, Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice is the founder of Blue Lives Matter in New York City, concerned with police, all or law enforcement all around the world. Joe, great to see you again, Sergeant. How
great
are you, brother?
Doing good. So I want to start off. I have a bone to pick with you. So in the beginning of the December, I was here.
Hmm?
You have the voice of an angel on radio.
I do.
And your infomercials and commercials are incredible. So you know what happened on the way home?
Uh-oh.
I started driving, and you did an infomercial for the Crown Maple.
Yeah.
I bought $50 worth of maple syrup. Right? Then right after me, you think that's not good enough, Mike Lindell was on. So where did I go?
Yeah.
After buying that on the phone, I go to Bed Bath & Beyond to get myself a MyPillow. I had to stop. I might end up leasing a car by the time I leave this show.
We love it, man. Route 22 Toyota. We're just saying, baby. Joe, thank you. You know, that Crown Maple's great. Is that
incredible?
I just had it with me. I had my French toast over here. It's just the best made. It's made in New York State, by the way.
I feel like the movie Elf. I'm putting it on everything to get my money's worth right now.
Yeah. That's great, man. And MyPillow. Hey, we could have got your pillow. I would have got your pillow. And you got your brother in today? This is great.
I do. I'm very happy to see
you. How are you, man? Very nice to see you. Good to see you. All New York. And you got a 10-month-old at home, brother.
I do. My little Landon Joseph.
You look good. You look well-rested for a 10-month-old.
I'm trying.
Huh?
Driving 5 hours to Connecticut to bring him back last night.
Yeah.
Only got a couple hours of sleep.
Lord.
But, you know, he's
baby sleeping through?
He's incredible. He really is.
Yeah, he's the best thing in the world, right? And I know you're concerned about your kids. I'm concerned about my kids. Let's see what's going on. So I'm in Indiana, in Evansville, and I'm meeting the chief of police. And then I see the local Evansville police, and I make sure I say thank you. One cop walks over to me, and he goes, Joe, thanks for all you do, speaking on behalf of law enforcement. The cop's telling me, local cop. And he goes, you need anything, you let us know, but we appreciate it. It's just not easy out there. This cop's telling me that. This is the guy that's protecting my children, protecting, you know, they were there at Don Mattingly's wonderful event, helping at-risk children. We're trying to help the community. And then this FBI shows up. You know, they all show. And then that's when Commissioner O'Neill called. They were very impressed. The commissioner, the NYPD called. It's a beautiful community just trying to keep us safe. What's with the virtual, and I use a harsh word, assassinations, and that's what this is, of police officers around the world? Why is it this epidemic, Joe?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to consult with Fox and go on often, and the main topic is the war on cops. And in 15 days, we have the 6 officers killed in line of duty. The 7th was the female officer that was in her uniform on her way to work and parked. And last night, there was another canine officer that was shot and killed. And the problem is, and we saw last year with the Piergentini family and the parole board, is these individuals know that they're not going to come out of jail.
There's no consequences.
You know, and there is no consequence. They know, okay, what's 20 years to these guys? And I said it the other day that we really have to instill with the council men and women, and Joe Borelli is phenomenal with this, and we have to start working towards a death penalty, some kind of consequence, because there is none. People just opening fire. We had the individuals, the officers in their early 20s. They have a full life ahead of them. They have young children. Ron Ilsing in California, which we have a fundraiser February 6th. And that hit home to me because, like we just talked about, he's going to be 10 months old. His son was 5 months old. He will never, ever, ever get to know who his father was. And it's just heartbreaking.
And when the guy comes from, when Singh comes from, where did he come from, the Philippines?
He came from Fiji.
Fiji, thank you. And he came into the United States of America. I will be a law enforcement official in the United States of America. And he learns the language, and he learns the laws, and he becomes an American. And then he gets taken out by some slug cockroach. I mean, that who is not of this country, who doesn't learn the laws and the language. And now, what is the argument here? How do you settle it down? Does it happen? You know, one of the cops said to me, and not to mention names, but where the police officer was from, prior to President Trump coming into office, I know, Joe's doing pro-Trump. It's not that. Please stop with that. Stop with that rhetoric. I'm so bored with that. It's the previous 8 years. the law enforcement was not supported. There were no consequences. So did that indeed, the disregard for law enforcement prior to President Trump, lead to the problem we have now?
I absolutely believe with the last administration, it definitely was the stand in front of a podium and spew hate and violence and people that are misinformed and going out there and listening to it. What was it? Chelsea and Manning a week ago lighting a blue line flag. You know what? There's people that are going to watch it and they're going to go out and do the same thing and copy.
Did you see that, man?
Yes, and that individual couldn't handle the life of being a
Why was she blaming the police? How'd the cops get blamed for that now?
Listen, the cops get blamed for everything, and that's the problem, being on the front page of the paper and whatnot. And listen, this whole thing, and I was listening to you earlier with the whole border security, and listen, it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican. At the end of the day, take away this individual that killed Ronel Singh. Take him out of this country. He would be here right now. He'd have his son. His son would have him. It's that simple. No one's saying, you know, be harsh or inhumane, but if they're not here correctly, take them out of the equation, and people will survive, and they're going
to
live.
Oh, you know what broke my heart? The 22-year-old girls we lost. The one in Davis, California, and then the poor girl in Louisiana. What was that? She walked out of her house. And by the way, excuse me, one of those girls was a girl of color. And we could say what we want on this radio show, Joe. Correct. Where's Black Lives Matter, if I may ask? I mean, I don't mean to be... They are welcome on the show. Sure, if someone from Black Lives Matter is always welcome on the show, explain to me why don't they show up when kids are killing each other, you know, in the community and in the cities, or certainly a cop of color is killed. I don't see Black Lives Matter anyway.
I agree with you. And they play into the politics and what feeds the fire and what they can get on the front page of the paper. And I've said it before. Yeah. All organizations that start, they do it for the correct reasons. But you're right. Where are they? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's all these activists?
Where's Sharpton? He's dancing with Ocasio-Cortez in the house, you know, in her office.
And the other officer, she shows up and, listen, you go to a car accident as a police officer, you don't think that someone's going to drive by on a bicycle and start opening fire on you. And this is the world that officers are living in, and it's disgusting. And there's all these conversations, but what's being done? You know, we need to come together, come to a solution, and actually start moving forward.
Yeah. Now tell us about where we can donate to Blue Lives Matter New York City, NYC.
Well, Blue Lives Matter NYC.org. You can see everything, our recent clips and everything going on. We're actually going to be doing a visit to an officer this Friday, and this is heartbreaking too because it's another child. She's got 3 years on, and the baby has congestive heart failure. 5 weeks old, hasn't come out of the hospital, needs a heart transplant. So we're going there this Friday. We're actually going to donate there. As I said before, Ronel Singh, the police officer killed on the 26th. Mm-hmm. We're having a fundraiser in Manhattan on February 6th. You can go to our website, BlueLivesMatterNYC.org. Anything we take in, it's going to the family. Our gala, April 6th in Staten Island, we're actually inviting the Singh family to come.
Wow, that's great.
Ramos and Lou, it's actually, like we spoke earlier, at another date, five-year anniversary already. It's incredible. Right.
The website we can go to, Joe?
BlueLivesMatterNYC.org. Right.
You know, thanks for your service. And I know we have a lot of law enforcement that listen to us. Thank you. I always say to the men and women of the NYPD and all the local police, state police all over, thank you so much. And Sergeant Joe, thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Keep the fight, Joey. Thank you so much. Joe and Paratrice right there. 751, Blue Lives Matter. Debbie's on the roads for you right now on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Deb. How are we doing out there this morning?
They certainly do. Good morning to you, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now on the Taconic southbound into Baldwin Road in Yorktown. Accident on the shoulder over on the thruway, south exit 10, getting down in past South Nyack. It's an accident heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Watch for delays as you head to the inbound side of the GWB right now. Still waiting about 25 minutes in. Lincoln 30, Holland 30. Now the Garden State Parkway North at 160 in Paramus. They just cleaned up an accident. 17 South in Rochelle Park, an accident. It's an overturned car on 287 North, up by exit 7 in past Piscataway. Looks like at least one overturned car, possibly two. It's kind of busy on the Bronx River Parkway South, getting into Fordham Road with an accident over in the Bronx. And watch for delays on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at the Clearview. An accident there as well. It's still stop and go as well on the Grand Central Parkway West out by the BQE, with an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager backs the president's convictions.
Reality trumps Trump. He had no convictions of which I was aware, and I opposed him vociferously when he was running for the nomination for president. Since he's been president, he has been a man of conservative convictions, the likes of which I have only seen once in my lifetime in a leader called Ronald Reagan.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Megan from California said this about Relief Factor.
I've been using Relief Factor for a little bit over a month. This is a 34-year-old woman that has been in a car accident. I suffered from severe neck pain, shooting pain down my arms and legs that would often cause me to limp. At one point, I was going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist 6 times a week. I noticed visible improvement within 2 days of taking your product, Relief Factor, and it has really, truly changed my life.
The 3-week quick start is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day for pain relief, less than a cup of coffee a day. What do you have to lose except possibly your inflammation? Just go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com.
Did the sergeant leave? Because we have a MyPillow ad. Maybe I could. Yeah, I love it. You know, I actually went to MyPillow.com. I used the promo code AM970, and I got my cousin Paulie. I got the mattress topper, right, for Paulie. And he wanted I need a mattress topper. I didn't want to ask Mike Lindell for a favor. Mike is one of the great humans on the planet, a dear friend of the show, inventor, a CEO of MyPillow.
Hey, Mike, can I have a mattress topper for my cousin Paulie Pillow?
So I went out. I went on the website. I put in the promo code AM970. Boom! I saved so much money. I got a beautiful mattress topper from my cousin Paulie. Now, this, you can get the MyPillow 4-pack. The MyPillow, you get 50% off. This is from Mike Lindell for you exclusively listening to AM970, The Answer. 50% off on 2 premium MyPillows, along with 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. Plus, check it out, please, an amazing 60-day money-back guarantee to boot. You have nothing to lose. You have at least got to try this. MyPillow.com. If you're driving, MyPillow.com. But put in the promo code AM970. You're going to go, wow, I saved a lot of money. But you get over 50% off 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have absolutely nothing to lose. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970. And by the way, you got a great night's sleep to gain. I'm telling you, I can tell you personally about that. MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code AM970.
It's Jay Sekulow Live, airing at 5:20 p.m. due to the game on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Come on! Come on!
Joe Lumberg is a meteorologist on AM970 The Answer at the weather desk. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Good. How about you?
Everything. You sound good. You're up and you're at him. You beat your cold. You run. You bike. You do everything. You still beat the cold, Joey. There he is. Speedo Joe. Look at that, Al. That's for you, baby. A pink Speedo. We love it, Joey. You got to go online, am970answer.com. You can see a beautiful picture of the studly man that is Joe Lumberg. Joey, it's cold, brother.
It's cold.
What's happening, man? Is it warming up at all? No.
Not an awful lot. I mean, 38 today, maybe 42 tomorrow, but both days dry. It gets a little breezy tomorrow, then colder on Thursday, about 33. We get a little snow later Thursday night into early Friday, enough to cause some slippery travel. Then a bigger storm this weekend, which ends up being more rain than anything else, I think, Saturday night and Sunday.
All right, you're turning it into rain kind of over the weekend, right?
I think so. I think the storm tracks to our west, and I think that means rain versus snow. Yeah. I mean, it may start as snow, but I think it ends as rain.
So it's not bad. I look about 27-ish out there in New York as I'm looking right
about
now.
38 today for a high.
Yeah, that, you know, I'm whining, but people listening in North Dakota go, Joe, you know, it's 5 below 0. You know what I mean? So I guess
get
we should
ready.
Take
next Monday. I think temperature is probably going to be in the 20s for a
high. Oh,
Joey!
Stay off that bike, Mr. Lundberg, please.
Oh, on a day like that, you betcha.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Always appreciate it. From the Weather Answer, that's the one, the only, Joe Lundberg. Love you, Joe. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher will join us live in the studio. By the way, you know what? We have a chance to grab phone calls. Allow me to apologize because I babble. I get into it with Frank, and there's so much going on. I get so frustrated, you know, trying to hit on what is right and what's right for you, for how hard you work and how proud we are to be American, you know, and just take the high road. We can get there. Ugh. And then I look at what's happening in D.C. and in Albany and Trenton, and it's like, what? What planet are these people from? So I miss the phone calls because I'm babbling like I'm babbling now. But we will go to the phone calls when we come back. Promise. 877-970-2999 with Joe, Frank, Al, and Debbie on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
27 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials in Bergen County are saying the man who drove into the entrance of the county jail last week was drunk at the time. South Hackensack man Troy McDonald being charged with DWI and reckless driving, among other counts. McDonald reportedly crashed his Acura into the front doors of the jail, damaging framework and breaking glass. The sheriff's department has since announced the collision was not related to an escape attempt or act of road rage. Pushing conspiracy theories can be hard work. Sometimes you just need to kick back and relax. That's why the Flat Earth International Conference is hosting a Flat Earth Cruise in 2020. It promises to be a good time for those who believe the Earth is a flat disc, provided they don't sail off the edge. In sports, Syracuse, the upset win in overtime over Duke 95-91.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.